Blessings. Welcome to Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. Today, I just want to spend, this is a special podcast. I just want to say to my True Faith Worship Ministry family, not only just locally, but across the, in different states. I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you for the support, for the encouraging words, and for everything that you have done for this ministry, but more what you have done for yourself. I began to truly understand when the Lord said in his word that man may look at the outside, but the Lord looks at the inside. He looks at the heart of men and women. He doesn't judge people by what they wear, how they look, how big they are, what color they are, if they have hair, don't have hair, and so on and so forth. But he looks at the heart and the intended intentions of a person, if they want more of him and less of themselves. I want to say thank you for my True Faith Worship Ministry family, because during this time, from the time that this ministry was given birth by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through, through myself and through others. One of the prayers that I asked when this ministry started was, Lord, send me those who other people don't want. But the church is open to everybody, but I asked that send me those that other people don't want. And the Lord said, and the Lord began to minister to me, and he said that this ministry, True Faith Worship Ministry, will be a ministry of the people of the least likely. And that's not a demeaning term that I'm saying, least likely. But what the Lord began to show me in that this ministry will be consistent of what the church is supposed to be, about the people of God, about what people look at, that the Lord, this ministry will be able to use people that when they look at them from the outside, they don't see a minister or a elder or a deacon or whatever it might be. They look at the outside, but the Lord has allowed me to get a glimpse on the inside of those who are part of this family, to see the gifts that he have imparted in them to take this ministry beyond even my expectation. I was able to listen to a podcast by one of our family members, and it was a beautiful tribute, and I thank God for her and to see the growth inside her. But I also want to say thank you for each and every one of my True Faith Worship, my True Faith Worship Ministry family, because I see beyond what they don't even begin to see yet. And I just thank you for them, man, for the support and for the prayers and you know, for each and every one, for those who call me, who send me texts and pray for me. When the Lord started this ministry, I didn't know what the name was going to be. And the Lord just said, True Faith. It was the first two words that stuck out. True Faith. Then worship. True Faith Worship Ministry, which means to serve. Having true faith, worshiping, and willing to serve the people of God. I just thank God for each and every one of them and for what they do, what they've done, and what they're going to do, and how the Lord's going to use them. So, True Faith Worship Ministry family, I want to say thank you. I want to say God bless you. I want to say that Kelly and I love you. I want to say I appreciate you. Love you even more. Thank you again for allowing me to be your pastor, to serve as your pastor, to serve you. And I know that the Lord is going to take and do greater things through you as we continue to grow closer to him. So God bless you. God keep you. Thank you, True Faith Worship Ministry.